Tuscola Sports Radio is sponsored by Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Mike's Heated and Air, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. We want to welcome everybody tuning in today as the Tuscola Lady Mountaineers are playing host to the Brevard Blue Devils at Tuscola tonight. And as always, to my right, the man, the myth, the legend, Kenny Mull. Kenny, we've had a run of great days, and I don't want them to end as far as the weather goes.
Well, I know that it's been absolutely beautiful. Today is another day just absolutely beautiful. Of course, we need the rain. You know, I don't want to wish it to not have any rain, but boy, we've really had some beautiful days for ball. You know what? You know, usually the other years, Branson, we have the cold days when we're wrapped up, you know, with the jackets on. And
right.
And we've not really had any cold days.
No, we've been lucky. The days it has been cold, we've been in the press box or somewhere like that, you know. And so we've been extremely lucky with the weather this year, and couldn't be more happy. Now, like you said, we are in a bit of a drought, and I know a lot of people are wanting to start on, you know, it's not that far people be working on their gardens and stuff, so we need a little bit of rain to so they can get tilled up and get going.
That's right. But
of course, you
anyway,
know,
I'm pleased to be here with you again, Branson.
Absolutely.
I always am every afternoon that we're here. I just enjoy doing it with you.
And you know, the crazy thing is, Kenny, it's as fast as it started and got here, it's almost to the end.
I know. I mean, you know, we say that every year, but it don't seem possible. Sometimes it seems like we're just starting, just getting going, and then the next thing you know, we're done.
Right. And let's go ahead, and it's time for the Steve Carver Haywood Ace Hardware Keys of the Game. Go by and see Steve and his friendly, helpful staff west of the Lake Junaluska stoplight on Delwood Road. Now's the time to fill up your propane tanks. Haywood Ace Hardware, the helpful place. And I will say, Kenny, if you do need to get your propane tanks filled, that is the perfect place to go. Because
yeah, that's the best place to go.
I'm telling you right now, Steve and that bunch down there, his guys do an excellent job, and want to commend them. But as far as the keys of the game go, Kenny, this is a huge game for our girls. We've got two games with Brevard, of course, tonight, and then Friday they travel over to Brevard to play, and then next week they have two games with East Henderson, and that finishes up the regular season. So Tuscola, in my opinion, coming in tonight 6-4 in a conference, if they can pick up four wins, go in, you know, closing it out being 10-4, that's a pretty good season.
That's a great season, and we always say this time of year, I hope we get a home game, you know, in
right.
the playoffs.
Right.
And there again, I hope we do. You know, if we could win, like you said, run the table and win four games, these last four games, then good chance the girls will get a home game.
Right. And, you know, and looking at it, you know, Tuscola coming in 9-8 overall, 6-4 in the conference. Four conference games remaining. These two are with Brevard and, of course, like I said, East next week. If that could happen, you know, like I said, 10-4 in a conference. You know, we're sitting fifth right now. A couple teams ahead of us. I think Brevard's sitting at fourth. They're 6-4 in the conference as well, and 6-11 overall. So it's going to be a big series with the Brevard here. So to me, it's going to boil down to Kendall pitching tonight, how she can, you know, maneuver her balls and, you know, force her pitches and command her pitches like she did last week on Thursday night against Smoky Mountain. That's me. But of course, I think they're going to have to hit too.
Well, the first five batters in our lineup are power hitting people, you know, and we can they can really pound the ball. But last night, I understand we were just a little flat last night when we went out and got beat by Madison.
Yeah, played at Madison last night, got beat 9-6. But at the same time, you know, Madison year in and year out is always good in their conference, always good. And they carry a good softball program up there.
But that's a non-conference game,
right,
so, you
right.
know, that's one good thing about having to take a loss last night.
Yeah, and, you know, the way that the state does it now, you have, you know, they look at your overall record, then they look at your opponents, and then the crazy thing is they look at your opponent's opponents. So it there's a whole different type of, you
yeah,
know,
it's,
you know, it's crazy. So
it is crazy.
So they're going, it's a formula that they use for it. But so we're going to have, go ahead, let's start their lineups right now.
Okay.
Is starting out.
Let me go ahead and shoot you the lineups for tonight real quick. For the Brevard Lady Devils, leading off is Leah Cave. She's a catcher. Batting number two is Nayla Saltzman. She's the DH tonight. Scarlett Conley is at shortstop, batting third. Emily Hoxett is pitching. She'll be in the circle tonight, batting fourth. Becca Strop will be at first base, batting fifth. Ava Rogers, left field, batting sixth. Kenna McCall in right field, batting seventh. Emma Anders in center field, batting eighth. And Camry Owen will be at third base, batting ninth. Our Lady Mountaineers, leading off tonight is Kenzie Messer. She'll be at shortstop tonight. Sydney Snowden will be in center field, batting second. Madison Brooks will be at first base, batting third. Kendall Williams will be in the circle pitching tonight, batting fourth. Olivia Warlick will be at second base, batting fifth. Larkin Connor at third base, batting sixth. Taylor Johnson in right field, batting seventh. Mary Turner catching tonight, and she'll be batting in the eighth spot. And Amelia Deal will be in left field, batting ninth.
So it's a, Kenny, it's a lineup that we're used to seeing, but as far as, you know, positions, they're going to be changed up a little bit tonight.
Yeah, we've moved a couple of positions around that we've not seen this whole season, so.
Yeah, and so I see him moving Mary Turner in to catch. Of course, Kenny, you got to look at it. You know, I know Larkin has caught some. I know, you know, you've got to start kind of looking for your catchers next year and your position. So maybe that's what he's looking at for this. I'm not really sure without asking.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. You know, like you say, you got to start looking for next year. Because you're going to be losing your regular catcher, Kenzie Messer, and Mary Turner, just a sophomore. Get her a little experience back there, I guess, you know, looking at it that way.
You're exactly right, and so they're finishing up their calling out the lineup right now. We're getting ready to do the national anthem. And we're going to step away for a commercial, and you are listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. As we are getting back from the national anthem here, of course, like we said, a few lineup changes. The batting order stays the same, but out in the field, it's going to be moved around a little bit. Mary Turner going to catch tonight. And
great evening right now. Branson, the breeze, just a little breeze blowing, not a whole lot, blowing from the flagpole out there in deep center field. It's blowing toward right field.
Yeah, you get something up tonight and get it up kind of high in the air, it's going to carry and may even push towards right field, like you're saying. And
I'll tell you one thing, I'm glad this game wasn't last night.
Oh, why not?
Because yesterday afternoon this time, wind would knock you down.
Well, I'll tell you something funny. As I was at work yesterday, we walked at lunch, and it was nice and stuff. We come back in around 1:30 or so, I looked out, and those trees were just blowing back and forth, and I was like, what in the world happened?
I know. That's what I said, you know, about yesterday afternoon. Shoot, goodness gracious. I couldn't imagine if we'd been playing yesterday, well, the ball would be hitting left field, it'd end up in right field, you know.
Yeah, so Tuscola coming in tonight wearing their white jerseys with the snow camo on the back with the black pants and white socks. Brevard coming in with the blue bodied shirt with the white sleeves, black pants, and royal blue socks. So Tuscola being coached by Bronson Cook and Brevard coached by Chad Owenby. And as we get ready to start, Lee Cabe stepping into the box.
Leah is the catcher tonight. Lead off is what it usually looks like in the girls. You got one real slim girl up there batting. You can tell she's fast. You got speed. In the softball, that's usually the way it is. The leadoff hitter is usually small, slender, and fast. We're ready to kick it off.
So Leah Cabe stepping in.
First pitch on the way.
First pitch strike.
That's the way to start.
Looks like Kendall picking up right where she left off Thursday against Smokey.
She had a good game that game.
She did. 0-1 pitch. Hit down on the ground. Chopped over to, Olivia Warlick just misses it. She's trying to, look like she's trying to catch it and throw it at the same time, Kenny. And that passer gets in the infield.
Yeah, you can't do that. You've got to make the play first.
That's going to bring up Nyla Saltzman.
Put your leadoff hitter on base.
Runner on first, no outs. Look like she's squared a bunt. That one pitch going to miss, so it's 1-0. Pitch. Squares the bunt. Nice bunt. Lays it down. Mary Turner throws down first. Not in time, though. Nobody on third. And runner moves up. So runners at first and third. No outs here early in the top of the first.
Boy, that was a perfect bunt right there, wasn't it? That ball just died whenever she hit the ground about 2 foot there in front of home plate. Just died.
And Cabe was on her horse, rounding second on the way to third with nobody covering. And that's going to bring up Scarlett Conley. First pitch strike. Runner's going to move up to second. Now runners at second and third, no outs. 0-1 count on Conley. One pitch popped up in the infield. That should be caught by Larkin Connor. Makes the catch for the first out. So one away. That'll bring up Emily Hoxett. Hitting in the four hole today.
Pitcher. On record, starting out here for the Lady Devils.
First pitch low and inside, 1-0. Kendall in the windup. Ball fouled off. 1-1 count. One away. Runners at second and third for Brevard here in the top of the first. 0-0 game. Hawks at stepping back in. That one missing low and away. 2-1 now.
That's a good pitch right there, just like you said, low and away. Just missing outside.
Well, I'd like to chase that one.
Yeah, I know.
2-1's going to pop up. That's going to maybe get one in. Sidney Snowden catching it.
Oh, good throw.
Coming in just off just a little bit, but that's going to get one in for Brevard to make it an early 1-0 game here in the top of the first. And that's going to allow Saltzman to move up to third. So two away.
That was a good throw in from the outfield by Sydney Snowden there in center field.
And that's going to bring up Becca Strop now for
Strop, you need to make sure you say that right.
That's right. Got mom sitting close.
She's nice, though.
First pitch misses 1-0. Ooh, good swing right there. Good pitch by Kendall. 1-1 count.
Yeah, that was a great pitch by Kendall. Wind shifted on us, now it's blowing toward left field a little harder than it was. That's foul tip.
Yeah, foul tip ball right there. Count now 1-2 strikes.
Mary come running out of there like she had missed it, but it was foul tip.
Can you get the strikeout right here? Get out with only giving up one run to be big. That one in the dirt. 2-2 count. After your first two batters get on.
Strop is the number 5 hitter in the lineup.
The 2-2 pitch. That one fouled off. Count stays 2-2.
Mary took that off the top of the mask off the helmet.
You might hear a little ring there for a little bit right there on that.
Probably so.
So still a 2-2 count. Two outs, runner on third for Brevard. Kendall Williamson's pitch. Foul back right here in front of us. So stays 2-2. So Strop stepping back in with a 2-2 count. That one staying up and outside, so it's a full count. Three-two pitch. Just misses low right there.
Yeah, a little bit low.
So Strop drawing a walk with two outs. That's going to bring up Ava Rogers.
Rogers playing left field tonight, batting sixth.
First pitch strike, and Strop going to move up to second. So runners at second and third now with two outs. Rogers sitting with an 0-1 count. Kendall's pitch, swung on, missed. 0-2. Rogers stepping back in with the 0-2 count. Kendall Williamson's pitch. Swung on and missed. Gets out of that jam right there, Kenny. Only giving up one run.
Yeah, that was a good job right there by Kendall to get out of that.
So we move to the bottom of the first. Brevard ahead 1-0 off of a sacrifice fly. We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Florida Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. So, Kenny, good job by the defense. You know, had that one little error right there on that first batter. And, you know, you'd have probably got out of that and maybe not even given up a run right there.
Yeah, probably not. But, like you said, to get out of it just one run, you know, that was good, but now let's just see what our girls can do at the plate. Got a lefty on the, and I keep wanting to say on the mound, but in the circle pitching tonight for Brevard.
I still say on the mound because it's, you know, because there is a, you know, and I guess that's habit, Kenny, from all those years of
being
in Little
League
and stuff.
I know, I just can't. just watching this girl warm up right here, Branson, she don't have a lot of speed on her. I mean, our girl should be able to tee off on this girl.
Well, the thing is, too, Kenny, it looks like she's keeping a lot of, since she's left, a lot of our girls are right-handed batters. It's keeping everything on that outside corner, so they could probably hit some stuff to right
field. That's a good hit speed right there.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just going to have to adjust to it right here.
Yeah.
Of course, Kenzie Master leading it all for Tuscola.
And now, up to bat first for your Tuscola Mounties, number two, Kenzie Messer.
Of course, Kenzie Messer, a senior this year, and one of those, Kenny, that I know people are probably sick of hearing about it, but we've bragged about her for the whole season, and actually ever since she was a freshman. First pitch misses up and away, 1-0.
Oh. Never forget, you know, that first at bat of hers in high school as a freshman. She at Pisgah, and she parked one, sent it over the fence at left field. First at bat.
1-0 pitch stays outside, so 2-0.
Can't tell what the score is down on that boys' JV game. Can you see it?
No. There's a pitch on the outside corner, 2-1 now. When I got down here, Kenny, it looked like we were up 5-1, I think,
They're 6-1.
Okay.
But I just can't see it because of that sun.
There's going to reach down and hit that.
Oh, I thought that was going to be down.
Hits a shot over towards center field. Emma Anders for Brevard makes the catch, so one away.
Now up to bat, number seven, Sydney Snowden.
That's going to bring up Sydney Snowden. Sydney, another one with home run power.
We don't need them flyouts today. We need base hits. We need runners on base.
Snowden stepping in first pitch. Good job laying off that.
She 1-0. Held up. She wanted it. She wanted to go around on it, but she held up.
Stepping back in with a 1-0 count. That one called strike on the outside corner, so it's 1-1 now. That one stays up. 2-1.
That's a way to watch.
The 2-1. Hit right over towards shortstop. Scarlett Colley makes the throw. Gets the out. Two away.
And
that's going to bring up
Madison
Brooks. So, Kenny, with her being left-handed, this is probably going to benefit her right here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't. You hardly ever see a left-handed pitcher in high school in softball.
First pitch hit right back at pitcher Emily Hawks. It just makes the throw over, so three up, three down.
Quick inning right there for the Lady Blue Devils.
So after one, Brevard leads 1-0, and we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Tuscola trailing 1-0 here in the top of the second inning as Brevard is up to bat, and it will be led off by Kenna McCall. I went and talked to her mom about the name.
Kenna. Yeah.
Like Kenny, I've never been a scholar. I've never been a scholar about getting things right.
Oh. Got the 7, 8, 9 hitters coming up here for Brevard here in the top of the second. Kenna McCall, the right fielder tonight for the Lady Devils.
McCall stepping in, first pitch on its way. Good pitch by Kendall. 0-1. That one just missing low. 1-1.
Just a little low.
Just a spot. Good pitch. Boy, went after right there.
That was the pitch right there. Had a little smoke on that one.
Ball hit down over towards first to Madison Brooks. Makes the catch. Steps on first. One away. That's going to bring up Emma Anders.
Emma's the center fielder tonight. Batting in the number 8 spot. A left-handed batter.
Nathan Messer, boys basketball coach, come through. Told him congrats. Of course, I think Hayden went down there with him. They won the tournament, didn't they?
Yeah, they were.
First pitch called strike.
Yeah, they did. They won 3 ball games.
Well, they're going to call that one up. I thought he called it a strike, but it's 1-0 on the board. There's a strike.
There's a strike.
So 1-1 count on Anders. That pitch fouled off back over the creek. 1-2 count.
Kendall up on her batters here in this second inning. That's good.
The 1-2. Call strike 3 on the corner.
Bring it up, bring it up.
So 2 away now. That's going to bring up Camry Owen.
Number 9 hitter in the lineup. Playing third base. First time up.
Ooh, that's went right there.
Yeah, she went.
0-1. Kendall wasting no time. The 0-1 pitch on its way. That one foul tip back. 0-2. So Kendall way ahead in the count right here.
That's the second one tonight so far off of Mary Turner's mask back there catching. She'll be seeing stars tonight when she goes to bed.
0-2 pitch. Ooh, went after it.
Struck her out.
So back-to-back strikeouts, but 3 up, 3 down.
Yeah, that's 1-2-3 in for the our girls.
And with that, move to the bottom of the second. Still a 1-0 game in favor of Brevard. We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. Of course, we'll mention we'll be back on the air tomorrow night as the boys will be playing host to Franklin as they come over Cowee to play tomorrow night. And we'll have first pitch around 7 o'clock or so.
Sorry,
And, of course, next week we'll let you know how everything plays out. As next week's the last week of the regular season, and boys and girls both play East Henderson next week. So looking forward to that. Of course, I think as far as playoffs go, I think both teams are vying for spots, Kenny, and it would be interesting to see what plays out after
yeah,
next week.
Here's number 8, Kendall Williamson.
And that's going to bring up Kendall right now, and Kendall stepping in against Emily Hawks at first pitch. Oh, there's a shot up
there. Right up the middle, base
yeah,
hit.
Right up the gut.
First pitch, nice swing right there by Kendall.
So lead off on, that's going to bring up Olivia Warlick.
Up to bat, Olivia Warlick.
So Warlick stepping in with a runner on first. Hawks' pitch. Ooh. Tried to bunt.
Fouled it back.
0-1.
Olivia's number 5 in the batting order. Playing second base.
So Warlick stepping back in with an 0-1 count. That pitch outside. 1-1. One pitch on its way from Hawks. That's going to be in the dirt. Kendall going to second. She will be safe.
That was close, though.
So Warlick with a 2-1 count. Yeah, it was.
She didn't get a good jump on that one.
So Warlick coming back in with a 2-1 count. That one stayed up. 3-1 count now. Levy needs to be patient right here and not swing at nothing crazy.
Right, we need to, you know, we'll take a walk right here.
Larkin Connor on deck. That one called strike.
Of course.
So 3-2 count. Pitch. There's a shot towards left field.
That's deep. Well,
catch made by Ava Rogers out in left field.
Ava Rogers didn't have to move very far on that one.
So one away, and that's going to bring up Larkin Connor. Really need to get this run across the plate right here, Kenny, to tie
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, we do. We need that. Don't leave Kendall stranded out there.
Bottom of the second, Mountaineers trailing 1-0. First pitch called strike. I don't know if I said the bottom of the first. I think I meant to say bottom of the second.
Excuse me for my sneeze there a while ago. That come up quick.
0-1 pitch on the outside corner. Makes it 0-2. There's a pitch up. Makes the count 1-2. Stays up 2-2. Larkin doing a good job laying off those. Yeah, 2-2. There's a shot down shortstop. Conley makes a throw over to first, gets the out. Throw back over to third, but Kendall will be safe.
Now up to the batter's box, number 12, Taylor Johnson.
That's going to bring up Taylor Johnson. Taylor been a solid bat all year. Kenny, the games we've done.
Yeah, she can put the bat on the ball well. She's right fielder and put that in the number 7th spot.
First pitch stays up, 1-0. Pitch foul back. 1-1.
This girl is one of those pitchers, Brandon, that.
Good swing right there. Fouled off, though. 1-2.
She's one of these pitchers that I think one time threw the bat over.
Right.
I think our girls will tee off on her.
Right.
When you get Kenzie Messer, the leadoff hitter, back up.
1-2 count on Taylor Johnson. Hawks its pitch. Foul back. Count stays 1-2. Two away, runner on third for the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the second. Umpire having to get some more softballs as those keep fouling off. So it's a 1-2 pitch again on Taylor Johnson. Pitch. That one may drift out foul.
Yeah, out of play again.
And that hit by Kendall Williamson to lead things off is sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year from mugs to menus. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started. Kendall, Taylor, shot back up the middle, but pitcher fields it and throws to first for the third out. So Tuscola stranding one at third. Score remains 1-0. As we move to the third, we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Tuscola trailing 1-0 here in the top of the third inning and looking to get something started here, Kenny, in the bottom of the third, because we have hit around in the lineup and we'll be back to the top of the order.
Yeah, Brevard's top of the order up now here in the top of the third.
That's going to bring Leah Cave up. First pitch strike to her.
Back in the first inning, she reached on an error. Scored their only run, though, after she got on base by the error.
Oh, there's a shot back up the middle to center field. Sydney Snowden making the catch and getting it back in. So a leadoff single for Cave. That's going to bring up Nyla Saltzman.
Nyla is the DH tonight for Blue, batting left-handed. She reached on a single her first time up.
First pitch fouled off, 0-1.
Got a mighty cut there.
One pitch. Bunt laid down. It will be foul. So it's 0-2 count. Kenny, unless she's really confident, she's going to be swinging away right here.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. We've not seen many left-handers that we have seen this year doing any slap hit.
Right. 0-2 pitch. Just misses outside.
Boy, yeah, that just missed.
Mary Turner doing a good job framing it up.
You know, a couple of years ago, Branson, every left-hander that came up would be trying to slap hit.
1-2 pitch. That one fouled off. Count's going to stay 1-2. Saltzman stepping back in with a 1-2 count. And that pitch stays up and out. Throw down to second. And Cave will be safe. Two count. Two pitch hit down on the ground over to Olivia Ward. It gets it. Misplays it. Runner will be safe at first. As Saltzman did get down the line pretty quick right there, Kenny.
Yeah, that's another error.
And that's going to be bring up Scarlett Conley to bat. The runners at first and third, no outs. That pitch fouled off, 0-1.
Conley flew out to third base her first time up.
0-1 in the dirt. And Saltzman on first will move up. Now runners at second and third. No outs. Just like we were in the top of the first.
Yep.
Good pitch right there, called strike. Makes count 1-2. The 1-2. That one popped up right back behind us. Count stays 1-2. Two pitch.
Whoop.
Gets away from Mary Turner, but thank goodness for the net because it shot right back to her at home plate. So count now even at 2-2. Kendall checking her wristband. The 2-2 pitch. That one popped up in the infield.
Should be playable, yeah.
Catch made by Larkin Connor. So one away.
Big out right there, Branson.
We
needed that one.
It's the same thing. She popped up to Larkin the first time in the first inning.
Exactly. You're right. Only thing that's reversed is the error was at first batter and it was the second batter this inning. But and the singles were reversed. But yeah, that's sort of unique, isn't it?
It is, and that brings up Emily Hawks at first pitch to her, called strike.
With one she away. Flew out to.
And that one's going to be.
Let it go.
There you go. Smart play by Larkin, letting that ball go foul.
She flew out to center field her first time up to Sydney Snowden out there.
Scored that ribby.
Yep.
Brevard up.
Yep, that's where their only run came from.
0-2 pitch, good pitch right there, got her. Two away. And that's going to bring up Becca Strop.
Strop. She walked her first time up. She is the first baseman for Brevard, batting in the number 5 spot. Ooh, got her swing.
0-1. Strop stepping back into the batter's box with 0-1 count. Runners at second, third with 2 outs. That pitch low. 1-1.
Kendall doing a pretty good job today. If she gets out of this jam, we got to run our second, third. She gets out of it here.
Good pitch right there. Made her chase something high.
Boy,
1-2 now.
She smoked on that one. Yeah, she had 2 runners on and nobody out. Now here we see with 2 outs.
1-2 pitch on its way.
Got her.
Good.
Way to throw her way out of that inning. And that was hit. That was great.
So, Kendall dealing some really good pitches right there in the top of the third. As we move to the middle, we want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
Curious to see what we do now here. Branson in the bottom of the third. We got the
We got the
8 and 9 hitters in the lineup. Mary Turner, me, Adele, and then we got the Mackenzie Messer, the leadoff up. So we've been through the batting order one time. Let's see what we can do with it now.
Be nice if we could get both of them on and get back to the top of the order.
Yeah, boy, that'd be the perfect scenario right now.
Kenny, you got to watch any of the Braves play right now?
I've watched
the last couple
of
days.
Not the last couple of days.
They had a big, I tell you what, the bats, when the bats are rolling, they're scoring runs. And to get that, see, they said it was the first time in 10 years to get that season, or to get that sweep of Philly in Philly over the weekend was really big, I thought. And, of course, last night had a big win against the Nationals up in Washington. So, love to see that carry over because the Phillies come to town this weekend in Atlanta. So, be a big weekend down there.
You know, I've been kind of following this court thing, you know, about charging you. You know, you've got cable.
Yeah.
You want to watch ball games and stuff, but you got to pay a streaming charge. You know, pay more money to watch ball games.
Right.
I hope they bust that, you know, to where they do away with that. That's just not right.
So, Mary Turner up to bat now for Tuscola. First pitch from Hawks, it will be high and outside, so 1-0. Pitch.
Oh.
Reached out and hit that. That could be trouble. But Scarlett Conley making the catch in shallow left field.
Next up to bat for the
so one away.
21, Amelia Deal.
And Kenny, you know the crazy thing about the Braves playing on this Braves Vision, that's all they show. There's nothing else that, you know, you go on there and it's off and just tell you when the next game is and they bring it on there. So
I know that's
first pitch to Deal. Misses low, 1-0.
You know, I just agree with what they're saying, though. You know, you pay to watch TV and then you can't watch any ball games because you have to stream special things to watch them.
1-0 pitch misses outside, 2-0. Yeah, because I'm like you. I like watching sports, but the way they have it now is incredible. Ooh, Dill taking a mighty cut at a 2-0 pitch.
Yeah, if you don't stream certain, you know, things to watch ball games, I'll go through the regular channels. There's no ball games on.
Yeah. 2-1 pitch, or 2-1 count on Amelia Dill. There's a hit down towards shortstop. Conley makes the throw over to first. Scooped up by Becca Strop. So two away.
Next up to swing for Tuscola, number two.
Kennedy. Well, she's got a good arm from shortstop there for the Lady Bluegills.
That's going to bring up Kenzie Masser.
Their first baseman down there. She's skinny, but boy, I tell you, she can stretch down there.
She sure did. First pitch hit by Kenzie Masser over to Conley. Another throw over first. Three up, three down for the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the third. And we go to the fourth. Tuscola still trailing 1-0. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. As Lady Mountaineers trailing 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. And up four. Brevard this inning will be Ava Rogers, Keena McCall, and Emma Anders.
That's the 6, 7, and 8 hitters in the lineup for Brevard.
That first pitch in the dirt. So 1-0.
Ava Rogers is the left fielder. She struck out her first time up.
One oh pitch is now a 2-0 count. That one missed high. Good pitch.
Good pitch, yeah, that's a beautiful pitch.
Come back right out there. Or makes it a 2-1 count. That one in the dirt. 3-1 count. Kendall needs to go at her right here. There we go. That one popped up. Kenzie Masser making the catch for the first out. So one away. And it's going to bring up Keena McCall.
Keena grounded back to the pitcher her first time up.
Kendall checking the wristband. Good pitch. That one blew right by her. 0-1. That one.
Blew that one by her again, just like that first one, Branson.
So it's 0-2 count. Kendall in the lineup, 0-2 pitch. Got her chasing again, so two away. That's going to bring up Emma Anders.
That's what you call a whiff.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. We need one of them bells that they ring, you know, when they ring her up.
That's true.
Ooh, that was a good pitch, but a little outside.
One up.
There you go.
That one right there at the kneecaps. 1-1 count. The 1-1. That one misses 2-1. Hit down on the ground over to Olivia Warlick. Good catch, scoop and throw for the third out. So three up, three down for Brevard here in the top of the fourth. As we move to the bottom, we want to thank our sponsors, which we can't do without. We appreciate every one of our sponsors this year. Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. Of course, we will be on the air live tomorrow night as to the field just to our right as Tuscola plays host to Franklin in the second game as the Mountaineers won the first one a couple weeks ago, or was it last week, Kenny, against Franklin. I think they traveled to Franklin last Monday
night.
Won that game, I think, by a run. I can't remember if it was 9-8 or 5-4. It was but they got the win, which was...
I can't remember what that score was either on that one. But yeah, it was a big win, though.
It was a win for the Mountaineers. Of course, the they lost a conference game to Pisgah last week, but then they won in dramatic fashion last Friday night, apparently, as... the boys were down 2-0 all the way, and they were no hit all the way through the sixth and then the seventh inning, and scored 4 runs in the top of the seventh.
Yeah, that was exciting. We were following it there on the phone at home, and that was exciting. You know, we scored 4 runs there in the seventh.
Sydney Snowden up, and first pitch swung on and missed. 0-1.
Sydney grounded out to shortstop first time up.
Tuscola still down 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. 0-1 misses high, 1-1.
I tell you, you know, hit ground balls at that shortstop stop out there. She's got an arm, boy.
1-1 misses up, 2-1. Emily Hawks, it's 2-1 pitch. It's 3-1 now.
You know, it's like you said earlier, you got to adjust the speed on this girl right here.
Right.
She don't have a lot of velocity. And
3-1. Fouled off. Full count now at 3-2.
Okay, Sydney, anything close? Well, I don't know about you, Branson, but this dust on this field,
it's rough.
I mean, it's making me want to cough and sneeze.
3-2 pitch.
That'll go.
And popped up into the infield. Catch made by Evie Allison. So one away. That's going to bring up Madison Brooks.
Number 11, Madison Brooks.
Kenny, if you need a water, I have one right here. It's not open.
I'm good right at the moment.
Okay.
It's just...
I th- think I got that one last week and just kept it in my bag just in case I needed it.
Wanted to hit me there a while ago.
Ball hit by Madison Brooks. Gets through, gets past the first baseman. So Madison on with one away.
Base hit brings number 8, Kendall Williamson.
That's Kendall Williamson up to bat. And as we always say with her pitching, she needs to help herself right here.
She singled her first time up. Made it all the way to third base, but got stranded there.
Oh, man, popped up right there to the third baseman. Camry Owen makes the catch, so two away.
That's what happens when you get a pitcher slower like this right here. You reach out and you pop up, Branson.
Yeah. And one of those deals, Kenny, you got to adjust as she's throwing everything to the outside of the right-handed batter. You got to take those hits to right field. First pitch misses high on Olivia Warlick, 1-0.
Olivia flew out to left field first time up.
Pitch. Called strike to Warlick. 1-1. Misses outside. Kendall on her way to, or excuse me, Madison on her way to second. She will be safe. Warlick with a 2-1 count. As that one stays up on Olivia.
Base hit to left center field out there in that gap right now would be nice, Prince. Big gap right there under the scoreboard.
Ooh. 3-1 called strike. Full count now. Pitch. There's a
there,
shot.
That's what we wanted.
That'll
right
be
there.
Down in the left field. Madison holding up at third. Throw coming in. Olivia on her way to second. So two away, and Olivia Warlick coming up with a big hit.
Up to bat for Tuscola, number 14, Larkin Connor.
Only thing wrong with that is she hit it straight at that left fielder. If she'd have put it over in the gap or like by that scoreboard,
right,
it had been a run in. But
that's going to bring up Larkin Connor.
Big, good hit right there.
Larkin stepping in with two outs, runners at second and third. Shot hit, Odin, slow dribbler down to second. Allison makes the catch and ends the threat for Tuscola as they strand two here in the bottom of the fourth. Still trailing 1-0. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers trailing 1-0 here in the top of the fifth inning as Brevard is up to bat and up for them right now. Will be Camry Owen hitting in the ninth spot, and then they'll be back to the top of the order. So, Kenny, right now, to me, this is an important out for Tuscola right here because the top two hitters for Brevard have been on.
Yeah, that's up. Camry's Owen here struck out her first time up there. Yeah, that's a strike right there.
Went right there. O-1 count. Swinging a high one right there, 0-2.
Chase that one.
Third base coach going to have a talk with the batter. So it's an 0-2 count, Kendall's pitch. Owen lays off of it, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch on its way. Ooh, shot down to third base. Larkin Connor making a catch, so one away.
A line shot, didn't it? Larkin didn't even have to move there on third base. She just stood right there. Feel that one hit right to her. All right, Leah Cabe up. Leadoff hitter. Reached on an error in the first inning, the very first batter, and then single the last time up.
Good first pitch at her right there, 0-1. There's a shot towards right center field. Taylor Johnson making the catch. Runner on his way to third. And she will be safe. So one away. And runner at second. That's going to bring up Nyla Saltzman.
Saltzman singled her first time up and then reached on an error last time at bat.
That pitch in the dirt, that's going to allow the runner to move up to third. With one away, and Saltzman up.
The DH today for the Lady Devils.
Good pitch right there. Evens it at 1-1. Kenny, you got to keep this ball in the infield, too, with a runner on third.
Yeah, we don't need that run to score if we can help it.
1-1 bunt laid down. Got to check the runner. Goes to first. Gets the out. Oh, they called her safe at first. But it does bring the run in. That makes it a 2-0 game. That's going to bring up Scarlett Conley. Kenny, you got me thinking about that dust on this field, too.
I can't. Oh, I know, man. I tell you, it's.
First pitch, Conley throw down to second as runner tries to steal, and she will be safe. So Saltzman at second with one out, and Conley with a 1-0 count. That one stays in the dirt. 2-0.
Conley. Like we were talking about a while ago, she flew out two times in a row to third base.
Ooh, good pitch right there. Got her swinging. 2-1. Stays up and outside, so it's a 3-1 count. Kenny,
Kindling in the windup. 3-1 pitch. And she's going to draw a walk right there. So that's going to put runners at first and second. With one out, and that's going to bring up Emily Hoxett, the pitcher for today.
She flew out to center field first time up and then struck out last at bat.
Squares the bunt right there, pulls back. Pitch was low, so 1-0. That bunt popped up foul. 1-1. Hoxett stepping back in with a 1-1 count. That one popped up. Sydney Snowden running over, makes the catch. Shallow center field, doesn't allow that runner to tag up, so two away.
Yeah, that's a big out right there.
That's going to bring up Becca Strop.
Walked her first time up and then struck out her last at bat.
So she steps in with two away. Lays a bunt down to Larkin Connor. Tries to bare hand it. Throws to first. Still makes the play, so three away. Good play by Larkin.
Good stretch right there by Madison Brooks, too.
Great job because, listen, and a good thing, a great play by Larkin right there, never losing her concentration on that throw.
Yeah, if Madison hadn't stretched like she did right there, they'd have never got her.
So Brevard picking up another run to make it 2-0 here in the moving to the bottom of the fifth. And we want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
We've got the 7, 8, 9 hitters coming up. Branson, if we can just get one or two of them right there on and then have that leadoff hitter up.
Yeah, because Kinsey's due.
I believe we'll make something happen.
Yeah, Kinsey's due. It's getting late now in the game.
I agree. She's due.
They don't have to, but it'd be nice to put one across the plate right here, get at least one run going in here in this late in the game. Sort of makes it manageable since we'll have the last at bat.
I believe if we'll get broke loose here, we'll get more than one. I really do. I think we'll. But right now, we need a couple of this 7, 8, 9 hitters in the lineup. We need a couple of them on base.
So Taylor Johnson want to lead it off for Tuscola here in the bottom of the fifth.
Up to bat first.
Taylor grounded back to the pitcher, her.
Johnson.
First and only time up. Hawks at the pitcher here for Blue Devils. He's got through the innings. Here we are in the fifth inning. It's just Taylor Johnson's second time at bat.
So 2-0 count on Taylor Johnson. Pitch. Ooh, nice hit.
Misplayed the second baseman. That's what we needed right there.
Second baseman went down on her knee to try to catch that and misplayed it off the heel of her glove. That's going to put Taylor on. That's going to bring up Mary Turner.
That's what we needed, Branson. We needed the base runners.
And that hit sponsored by Dynamic Advertising.
Mary Turner laying down a good bunt. Back to the pitcher. Throws over to first. Gets the out, but moves Taylor Johnson up. And that's going to bring up Amelia Deal.
Amelia grounded out to shortstop her first time up.
That first pitch misses up, 1-0. Pitch. Hit down the third baseman. Throws over to first. Gets her. That brings Taylor Johnson over to third with two outs. And Kenzie Messer. Kenzie Messer up to bat. So Kenzie stepping in. Grounded out her last time up. First pitch up, 1-0. Kenny gonna take a base hit right here, but I'd really like to see a two-run shot. 1-0 pitch. There's a shot towards shortstop. Throw over to first. Makes the catch. Tuscola leaving another one stranded right there on third, as we are moving to now the top of the sixth, and we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box, call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers trailing 2-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. National anthem being played over at the baseball field. Everybody take a moment. And so national anthem being played over at the baseball field, so everybody stopped and stood up. And it just shows.
Yeah, that was.
I mean,
that was nice.
Good patriotism.
That's right.
So So here we are now in the top of the sixth inning. It's Tuscola trailing 2-0. And up for Brevard will be Ava Rogers, Keena McCall, and Emma Anders.
Ava Rogers, number 6 in the lineup, struck her out her first time up and then flew out to shortstop.
First pitch to Rogers is called strike. 0-1. Stays up and outside. 1-1. Hmm. 1-1 just misses, so it's a 2-1 count. That pitch fouled off. Evens it at 2-2. Ball hit down on the ground over to Kenzie Messer. Throws over for the first out. One away. Kenzie Messer looks like she's been playing that all year.
I believe she's just one of them players. You could play her anywhere. You could catch her. You could put her in the outfield. You could put her anywhere in the infield. She's just a versatile player. Can play anywhere.
That's going to bring up Keena McCall.
McCall grounded out to the pitcher her first time and then struck out last at bat.
That first pitch misses 1-0. One oh stays up, 2-0. Two oh pitch. That one's gonna be popped up. Oh. Just in between Kenzie Messer and Sydney Snowden right there, and Kenna, wasn't much you can do where that was hit.
Nope, that's a what we call the Texas Leaguer. That's just a blooper.
So, one out single by Keena McCall is going to bring up Emma Anders.
Struck out her first time up and then grounded out to second base last at bat. Yeah, well, those bloopers, there's nothing you can do, Branson. You know what? Nope. That's just no man's land.
Right.
And just over the shortstop, just in front of the center fielder. Nobody can get to it.
Anders had squared a bunt, called strike, and fouled off the 0-1 pitch. So she's sitting now with an 0-2 count. So Kendall Williamson in the windup, the 0-2 pitch. Misses outside, 1-2 2 strikes now. One out. 1-2 count. Ball hit down. Oh, had Larkin leaning towards third baseline. That's going to be a single for Anders, and that's going to move runners to first and second. That's going to bring up Camry Owen.
Owen struck out her first time up, and then flew out to third base her last at bat. Number 9 in the lineup.
That first pitch fouled off and actually off of her, looks to be foot or ankle. One out. Runners at first and second. 0-1 count on Owen. Williamson's pitch. Oh, looked like going to be a check swing, but fouled off, so it's 0-2 count.
I'm surprised that's a check swing. That ball was on the ground just about as she went down. And
yeah.
How she fouled that off, I don't know. But
The 0-2. Ooh, shot back up the middle. Snowden. Oh, Kendall. Kendall Williamson cuts it off, throws back, gets the runner. Owen going to second, but two runs score. That's going to make it 4-0. And that's going to bring Brevard back to the top of the order with Leah Cabe. And two outs. And that pitch misses in the dirt at her feet. 1-0. Hit hard over to Kenzie Master. Throws over to... Ooh, good stretch by Madison right there.
Wow. Whew.
She let that ball go, and I thought that was going to sail for a minute. But great extension right there by Madison Brooks. And we move to the bottom of the sixth, but not before Brevard scores two more runs to make it a 4-0 game. We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. And the Base Hits Nights have been sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started. So, here in the bottom of the sixth inning, that's going to bring up Sydney Snowden, Madison Brooks, and Kendall Williamson. And Kenny, isn't that hard to believe it? You know, when this game started, how the wind was blowing, and now all of a sudden
it's just stopped. Stopped completely.
Flag laying completely down. So now, for the Mountaineers, Kenny, right here, are going to have to. I think you've got to chisel away right here at least a couple of runs.
It's do or die time, yeah. They got to put some runs on the board right here.
First pitch swung on, fouled off by Sydney Snowden, 0-1.
Yeah, the girl's going to have to stop reaching for the pitches that swing. They're going to have to lay back and wait on it.
Yeah, it looks
we're
like
just, we're just out in front of it. We're not putting anything on it good.
Keenan off the dive. No want, but 0-1 pitch.
Ooh.
That one called strike. 0-2 count. It's like when they're stepping, they're almost stepping to third instead of stepping towards the pitcher, and that's what's causing them to hit some of those foul balls. And
yeah, they're just off on their swing on it.
0-2 pitch.
See, like that right there. She's reaching out for it.
Count stays 0-2. Snowden stepping back in with the 0-2 count. No outs. Mountaineers trailing 4-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. There we go. Good hit.
That's what
went with the pitch.
That's right. That's what you need to start out with right there.
So Snowden with a single to lead it off here in the bottom of the sixth.
11, Madison Brooks.
Madison Brooks up to bat.
Madison hit a ground ball back to the pitcher first time up and then singled last at bat.
With a chance right here. Make something, get something going for the Mountaineers. First pitch strike. A 0-1 pitch from Hoxett. That could be down. It is. Oh, and it took a good roll right there. Sydney on her way to third.
That's
going to put Madison over to second. So a little rally right here for the Mountaineers, putting runners at second and third.
That's the way to start out. Nobody out.
And that's going to bring up Kendall Williamson.
Kendall singled her first time up and then popped out to the third base last time up.
Hawks its pitch. Misses low, 1-0. Williamson stepping back in with a 1-0 count. Hawks extending wind up. That one called strike. One count.
Oh, Kendall reaching for it. Wait on it.
Count now 1-2 two strikes. Mountaineers trailing 4-0, but have runners at second and third with no outs.
Nice to see her park one right here, you know.
You're exactly right. Just one of those chances, one of those times to go with the pitch. The 1-2 count. That one stays out, so 2-2. The 2-2 on its way. There we go. Get down the ground. Oh, misplayed.
Misplayed.
That's going to be one in. Another run on the way in. 4-2 ball game with no outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Two runs in for the Mountaineers brings number 9, Olivia Warlick.
Kenny, I think it's E4, right?
Since E4, yeah.
And that's going to bring up Olivia Warlick. Olivia with a hard shot to left field her last time up. That one stays up.
Yeah, she singled that. She flew out to left field a long fly ball in the first inning and then singled last at bat.
1-0 pitch.
Oh, no.
Kendall on her way to second. She will be safe. And Warlick pulling back on that bunt makes it a 2-0 count right now. Two-oh is 3-0. Good job by the catcher, Leah Cabe, blocking that. 3-0 count. They're going to have a meeting at the circle. Head coach Chad Owen be out there talking to the pitcher and the catcher. Kenny, want to remind everybody, we will be on the air tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. As the Mountaineers will be playing Franklin. A little bit of baseball over on the field to our right. So back-to-back nights for our Mountaineers.
And that's the last one this week, right?
Right. Yep, tomorrow night. And so,
going to leave the pitcher in, Hoxie.
So Warlick sitting with a 3-0 count. The 3-0 stays low, so ball 4. Warlick wanted to walk, and that's going to put runners at first and second.
Still no outs.
Larkin Connor, the batter.
Larkin grounded out to shortstop first time up, and then grounded out to second base last at bat. Whoa.
Pitch got away from the pitcher.
Good stab there by the catcher.
1-0 count on Larkin.
Thought that was going over her head.
Hoxett's 1-0 pitch. Shot down the third baseman. Steps on third for the first out.
Worst place you could hit one.
Now to bat for Tuscola, number 12, Taylor Johnson.
Because she didn't have to do nothing to step on third with that ground ball.
And that's going to bring up Taylor Johnson with one out. First pitch, fouled off, 0-1.
Taylor grounded back to the pitcher first time up and then reached on an error by the second baseman, her last at bat.
0-1 pitch. Stays up, 1-1. One pitch. Hit down under. Throws over to second, gets the force, but that's going to leave runners at first and third.
Next up to bat, number 0, Mary Turner.
Mary Turner, the batter. Mary's popped up the last couple of, I think, one time she popped up to the shortstop and then grounded back to the pitcher. That first pitch, high. 1-0. Kenny, as soon as I talk about the wind, I seen it start blowing a little bit more. So I'm going to keep my mouth shut. 1-0 is now 2-0. Good eye by Mary right there. Shot.
Foul ball.
Good idea right there. Foul ball makes it a 2-1 count.
Branson, I was just looking at that scoreboard down there at the boys' field, and it's the first inning, and it looks like we're behind 7-0.
Ooh.
Not so good.
2-1.
Oh, come on, Mary. Get down. Get down. Oh, no.
Oh. I thought that one was going to hang up there for a minute and come in a little short. But Tuscola picking up two runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning to make it a 4-2 ball game. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. Tuesdays are two for Tuesday, where we play double shots of your favorite country artists at 6, 7, and 8. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576-3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Top of the seventh inning, Mountaineers trailing 4-2. And up for Brevard this inning will be Nyla Saltzman. And Kenny, I think this is a great chance for Tuscola right here because Saltzman's been on every time tonight.
And yeah, she.
It's always been her and Cabe, and Cabe got that last out. So.
Yeah, Saltzman singled her first time up and then reached on an error her next at bat and then singled again her last at bat. So she's 2-for-3 tonight.
So 1-1 count on Saltzman. Bunt laid down.
Boy, that died.
Oh, he went to call her out and then called her safe.
Yeah, she beat it, though, Brandon.
That was close. That was a good. I hate to say it, that was a good bunt, though. Laid right down
gosh,
and just
it
died.
Just died, yeah, right there in front of the plate. I mean, it's a good effort on Mary Turner's part. But it did. It died right there.
And that's going to bring up Scarlett Conley. And Coach Cook going to come out and have and talk to the field umpire right there.
So Saltzman. Saltzman 3-for-4 tonight.
And looks like he's going to confer with the home plate umpire and see if he's seen something a little different. And they confer that it's safe.
She beat her. I mean, I have to agree with him. There's a great, like I said, it's a great effort on Mary Turner's part. Come out from behind there catching and make that throw down there. And
and that's going to bring up Scarlett Conley now.
Conley flew out two times in a row. Her first two at-bats, she flew out to the third baseman and then walked her last at-bat.
And hits that one foul down the third baseline, 0-1. Conley stepping back in with an 0-1 count. Runner at first, no outs. Mountaineers trailing 4-2 here in the top of the seventh. And that pitch fouled off, 0-2.
Conley's the shortstop tonight for the Lady Blue Devils, and she's made some great plays there at shortstop tonight. Say she's kept them in the ball game, Branson.
Right. 0-2 pitch popped up. Count stays 0-2.
Got to give Kendall credit out there, Branson. She's pitched a great game tonight.
She has. Right now, sit with an 0-2 count to Conley. That one popped up the infield. Oh.
Nobody called the ball.
And
foul ball here on the first base side. And Mary Turner and Madison Brooks, neither one called the ball. And hit right in between them.
0-2 pitch again. That one hit.
That's a fair ball.
Fair ball down the third base. Amelia Deal getting the ball in, but it's going to be one run in. Ooh. Conley sliding in safe to third.
See, the things like that kill you. You know that foul ball right there that neither one called and let it hit right in between them. That would have been a...
I've been an out.
Big first out right there, and then the next pitch, a line shot down the left field line, the base hit, scores a run.
Emily Hawks at the batter. That first pitch in the dirt. 1-0. Stays up, 2-0 count. Bunt laid down. Checks the runner. Goes first. Play, throw comes home. Gets her. So turns two right there. Whew, Kenny, that one was close. And coach coming down third base to talk to the umpire. I don't think you're going to change your mind. Change the mind of the umpire right there. That's going to bring up Becca Strop. So Tuscola down 5-2 here in the top of the seventh. Kendall's first pitch, swung on, missed. 0-1.
Straub walked her first time up, struck out the second at bat, and then grounded out too. Third base or last at bat.
Yeah, 0-1. Good pitch right there. 0-2 count.
Two good pitches by Kendall.
Kendall ahead now in the count. Almost got her to chase right there. Count 1-2. Stroop's 1-2 pitch. Ooh, got her right there. Jammed her right there on that swing.
That's three, Branson.
So now the all-important bottom of the seventh inning. Mountaineers bottom have to make seven. Something happen right here. And before we get started here in the bottom of the seventh, we want to thank our sponsors that allow us to do this every week, and that's Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. Of course, those base hits in the last inning were sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. We want to thank them for sponsoring the base hits and the home runs this year. Something new to try out, and appreciate them doing that for us, Kenny.
Well, I know. That's like you was just saying, you know, our sponsors, you know, you can't thank them enough because to allow us to be able to do this right here. And these kids, the boys and the girls, they look forward to this.
Right.
I mean, you know.
They look forward to it. Their family that's not around can, you know, download the app and
that's right.
listen to the games. And I know we both love doing this. We look forward to this every year.
It was a couple of games ago. I don't know. It was a girls' game, but heard a couple of them girls from the other team say, boy, I wish that we could do so, have something like this.
Yeah.
Whenever they see me and you.
First pitch to Amelia Deal is a ball. Deal stepping back in. The 1-0. Ooh, dribbler got a run. It's sticking on.
Stayed on the line.
Oh.
Bobby called that a foul ball.
That ball must have hit a dirt clot or something, caused it to kick just a little bit right to be foul, but it had stayed on that line all the way up
yeah,
the line.
It was rolling on the chalk. Maybe you're too anxious right there, though. That was ball two right there. That ball was... That would have been ball three now. We need base runners.
So the count now on Deal is 2-1. No outs. Mountaineers trailing 5-2. Hawks, it's 2-1 pitch. Stays up. That makes it 3-1.
Oh, No bad pitches. Now me, don't swing anything bad. That's a ball four.
And they have, Kenny, we weren't looking, they have switched pitchers, and that's actually Nyla Saltzman up to pitch.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know. So, well, she still has that long blonde hair like the pitcher of record there.
So, no outs, runner on first. Kenzie Master, the batter. Ball hit
that's
right up the middle.
We said she was due. There you go.
And that's going to put runners at first and second.
First,
no outs.
First two runners. First two batters. A walk and a single, and now you've got two on and nobody out. Sydney's due too.
Kenny, what are the odds, though, that you have two left-handed pitchers?
That's true, too. Yeah, I didn't even think about that either. But, yeah, Hawks hit the pitcher all day, and now this girl here, left-handed.
First pitch misses up, 1-0. Two-oh pitch, 3-0 count.
Branson, I was noticing that boys game down there at second inning, it was 8-0. They'd scored another run. Brevard had 8-0 ahead of the Mountaineers, but now it's 8-4 in the second inning. So,
12 runs already here in the second inning of our boys.
Second inning, yeah. That's... Branson, I'm gonna have to bring cough drops next ball game. I'm telling you, I can't. This dust is gets down in my throat right there and tickles, and I.
So it's a 3-0 count now. On Sydney. And that one, she's going to draw a walk right there. And base is loaded with no outs. And that's going to bring up Madison Brooks.
Madison grounded back to the pitcher first time up. And then she singled her second at bat. And she singled her last at bat. So she's got two singles on the night so far. What are they doing putting back number 10, putting Hawks it back in?
Kenny, I'm not crazy. I know that she was a left-handed pitcher a minute ago.
Well, of course, that's number 10. You're right. She was when she...
I thought.
Oh, well... So here we are, top of the set, bottom of the seventh. It's a 5-2 ball game, bases loaded, nobody out. Madison Brooks up, and Madison has singled her last two at bats. Interesting.
So Madison needing to come up big right here.
Once again for Tuscola, number 11, Madison Brooks.
So, Hawks it, finishing up her warm-up pitches as she comes back in.
The thing is right here, Branson, you're in a situation, if Madison just put the bat on the ball, anything could happen right here.
So, umpire.
That's the one thing difference between the baseball and softball, though. You know, you take a pitcher out, put another one in, and you can bring that pitcher back in. Softball, one time.
There's a shot.
Madison.
Run down. There's going to be one run in. Oh, holds up. Held up Kenzie Messer right there. But that makes it a 5-3 ball game.
And nobody out. Base is still loaded.
Next up, number 8, Kendall Williamson.
So Kenzie Messer over to third. Sydney Snowden to second. And Madison with a single right there. Kendall, oh.
Bobble, no misplayed. One run in.
So that's going to make it 5-4.
Base is loaded still and nobody out.
Second baseman bobbles the ball.
After another run
and
in
that allows everybody to be safe.
Nine, Olivia Warlick.
So 5-4 here in the bottom of the seventh. No outs. And that pitch misses. So 1-0 on Warlick.
Just a little high.
One oh misses, so it's a 2-0 count.
Hawks, it needs to throw strikes though for Brevard. Nobody, nowhere to put her.
That one misses, so it's a 3-0 count. Like you said, can't know where to put, so I'd be taking all the way right here.
Yeah, she's got to be taken right here. There's ball four.
There's ball four, and that's going to walk in the tie and run.
Let's hear it, Mountie fans.
Still nobody out.
Bat number 14, Larkin Connor.
Larkin Connor, the batter.
Still no outs.
Come on, first pitch to Larkin, called strike. So 0-1. That one stays inside. 1-1. Larkin stepping back in with a 1-1 count.
Ooh,
good
she
job.
Held up. Boy,
what she did, that was close. 2-1 now.
Good job of holding up right there.
Come on, Larkin. We need you right here, Larkin.
So 2-1 count now on Larkin Connor. Bases are loaded, no outs. Tied score, 5-5 in the bottom of the seventh. 3-1, and nowhere to put her, Kenny, right here.
A walk would end the ball game right here.
The 3-1, that one fouled off. So full count. So here we go, 3-2 count, no outs, bases loaded, tied game here in the bottom of the seventh at 5-5. Ball hit down on the ground, misplayed. And that's going to be the game. Tuscola wins tonight 6-5 in walk-off fashion. And Kenny, I'm telling you, what a game right there.
What a game.
Big
what a
game.
Comeback.
Wow. I'm telling you, finally getting to see one of these. We've been watching it from over there. And big win. Congratulations to the ladies tonight. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning's show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Lady Mountaineers coming off tonight with a 6-5 win, walk-off win, as they beat Brevard and move into fourth place in the conference, going to 7-4 and pushing Brevard to 6-5. And it's time now for us to have our player of the game. And right now, it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. And today's award for outstanding effort from a Tesco player goes to Miss Madison Brooks. Looking for a safe place to keep your stuff? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. Wow, Madison. I'm telling you, that's one of the. This is one of those games where you... support right there. You go. There you go. You don't ever give up. You got to stay. You got to keep battling. You got to keep battling through seven innings, right?
Yeah, we like to give people heart attacks.
Well, and you know what's funny is I told Kenny, I said, it's good to be over here to see y'all win one of these because we've watched several of them from over there on the deck at the baseball field. But great win tonight.
Thank you.
Tell you, and listen, that moving's back into sole possession of fourth place in the conference. And listen, you have Brevard Friday over there, and then you've got East twice next week.
Yes.
So three winnable games, and that could very well help you move into, even possibly, don't know yet, could possibly get you into a home first-round game.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this game. Great night to play for you tonight. Three singles in a row right there for you. So what were you thinking? Did you just have a mindset coming in tonight about what you wanted to do?
We just wanted to pull together as a team. We've been through a rough spot here lately, and we haven't won very many games that we could have won. And so I feel like we never give up fighting, even no matter what the circumstances were. And it got us a win tonight.
I'm telling you,
take a win.
Take a win, no matter how. Because listen, they always told me what we even now we say. They don't ask you in 20 years how you won. They ask you if you won.
Yeah.
And that's a good win tonight,
yes,
6-5.
For
so,
sure.
So like I said, you got to travel to Franklin. I mean, over to Brevard Friday night. So they're going to be tough. They're going to have a little. They're going to try to get a little revenge on you and stuff.
Sure.
But I thought. So tell me the girl that was pitching left handed come in. It looked like everything was sitting on the outside corner for the right handed batters.
Yeah.
And I was sitting here. I was telling Kenny. I was like, a lot of girls. I mean, I don't want to sound like I sit here and analyze everything.
Oh, no, for sure. That's what you were saying in the dugout. It was all outside.
Everything was outside. And they were reaching, but it looked like when they were stepping, they were sort of stepping out just a little bit. But it was perfect for you sitting left-handed. So.
Yeah, well, I got up to bat the first time, and I was just, you know, I got up to bat, and I was like, I didn't even realize she was a left-handed pitcher.
Well, and, you know, you don't see very many left-handed pitchers, you know, in
it's
softball.
It's very different for me. It's like.
Yeah.
The right-handers are used to the ball, the arm on their side, but it looks like they're pitching at me whenever they're left.
I know. So that was a gift for you tonight, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully maybe you'll see her again Friday.
Yeah.
You know. So, but I was sitting here watching that first part of the game, and I'm sitting here going, "That's on the outside. That's on the outside. That's on the outside." Hey, now if you just take a second, because the wind blowing too was blowing everything out to right field there for a bit. So, but hey, listen, like I said. You could sit and analyze all day, but the most important thing is you got the W.
Yeah, thank goodness.
So, you know, and I've talked to Kendall and I talked to Sydney and Kenzie. You four are going to be tough to fill shoes next
year.
For sure. And it has been an honor to watch all four of y'all grow up for the last 4 years. It's going to be tough to watch yous go.
Yeah.
But, you know you're leaving the program better than you found it.
Right.
You know, and that's one of those deals. And we're excited for y'all's future. Have you decided what you're going to be doing next year?
I'm engaged, actually.
Congratulations. A little birdie had told me that.
Yes,
so
I'm
congratulations.
Engaged. So, yes, I'm engaged. So I'll be working. I'm not going to go to college. I'm just
all right.
I'll get my CNA license through high school in the nursing fundamentals class. So
Well, that's good.
Get married.
Well, there you go. So, are you still, where are you working at? You still down at Ben's?
At Ben's, are you? Very, sweet. Very part-time because of softball. But.
Gotcha. And I'm sure Ben's good to work with
he
on
is.
That, too. So, I thank the world of Ben. So, well, Madison, great win tonight. Pick up three more wins. Let's have us a home game
in
the playoffs. First round. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Madison Brooks, our player of the game. Kenny, you get a award picture of you right now. And I may have left those in my truck because I know I did now that I'm thinking about it. So we'll get you your medal and everything. Probably I'll run out here and get it just in a minute.
Sounds
so
good.
He'll get a picture for you right here. But
all right.
That's Madison Brooks, our player of the game tonight. All right, Mountaineers picking up a big 6-5 victory tonight over Brevard, and it was a great win for the ladies. Much needed win, especially a big conference win tonight as they move towards the end of the season. Only three more games left, and all three games are super important for the ladies, for the conference, and for the seedings for the conference or for the state playoffs that'll be coming up here in a couple weeks. So great win for the ladies, and Kenny over here getting a picture, and we are so we'll catch her when she comes back around, Kenny. And as we said, big win for the ladies tonight as they are moving towards three games left. Have senior night one night next week, so excited for them. And hate seeing this season end the way, you know, seems like it ends so soon. Kenny, but great win for the ladies tonight.
Boy, I know that was exciting, you know. Just, you know, I had that feeling the whole game that they were going to, we were going
right.
to explode, you know, sooner
yeah.
or later. We were going to get to that girl right there, you know, hitting. And I hate that it took away till the seventh inning, you know, but.
And, but it was good that we did get to her, and we got to her when we did, and it was a big win, Kenny. Like I said, three games left, two away, one home. Of course, the last home game will be senior night for these ladies, and the same night as it will be senior night over there for the boys as well. So, big win. I just don't know what else to say. That was a
I know,
huge
that's
win for them.
Boy, well. You know, Madison there was 3-for-4, had three singles her last three at bats, but
yeah.
you got to give Kendall a lot of credit, too.
Right, right.
She pitched the whole ball game tonight. And
pitched the whole game, did a great job. I think only got to like a three, you know, three ball count only like three or four times.
Well, I hadn't counted. I done put my paper up. I didn't count it, but I don't, they didn't have many hits as far as base hits went.
No, it was, you know, let's see here.
She just, you know, she had a great game. I mean, and pitched the whole game, completed the game. And that was.
I only see four hits, five
yeah.
hits tonight.
I know. That's
Kendall,
what I say.
So.
You know, they didn't have many hits off of Kendall tonight. She
yeah.
She pitched a great ball game.
Yeah. Well, Kenny, we'll be back on tomorrow night for baseball. Over at the field right behind us. So,
yeah.
you got anything before we close?
No, that's just tell everybody to tune in tomorrow night. You know, a big baseball game with Franklin. That's always a big game with Franklin's. So, we'll be on, what, 7 o'clock tomorrow night?
Yeah, be on around 7 o'clock. So, today's game has been brought to you by Mike's Heating and Air, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, WPTL, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads, Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. For Kenny Moore, Kenny Mull, I'm Branson Reese. We appreciate everybody listening.
Yep.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.